Hey, okay, cool. Well, that solves that problem. I'll just have to remember that it's there. All right. Let's do this again. And, recording in 3, 2, 1. This is Oh Snap for March 1st, 2012. Crazy like a mug.
I'm crazy, and I'm right.
The big fat chick stunk, like beef, and candy depression, and gum and stuff. And if I see her sick, maybe I'm embarrassed. And I hold it so it's a fancy fist with joy. I'd borrow meat to provide for my putty tat.
Get the Pop-Tart! We got 69 ankle shoes. Not no damn banana shoe. 11 hoes can't come in here and keep their shoes off. You know what the crowd says, we are homosexual.
That made absolutely no sense.
I had some porn, and I swore, and a weird witch gagged me. My old burrito princess had a teepee, and we'd go vomit in two different food stairwells in the Americas. In between then, we'd surf.
We all leave skitters.
I'm living for donuts and venison. That's true, and specialty gopher meat. The first time I drank, I had my shoes under my arm because, I mean, I was so sick. I mean, so barf-tastic. I puked on the pizza, and this orange was just sitting there for me to take it out at lunch and shave its peel off. I was confused, and I didn't want to have to decide to read words. The zoo was all I believed in. I just want to practice soft algebra, please.
Scissors.
Frankie? The black bandit took one of my top seaweeds out of my basket. I know a few Asian guys.
Fairy crutches are bullshit.
Tacos and egg whites. Yeah, you're not gonna win, but diarrhea is okay. One time I just let it shoot off. It went on half a block.
Oh, God. If you didn't know, that was the Rick Santorum bad lip read. Holy cow. For those people watching live, I'm sorry. This show is a wreck and a half. I'm just here. I'm just doing a show, drinking wine, blurry-eyed. My wrist is sore. If you guys who work with me know, my wrist has been sore all week. I have no idea. It gets all like stiff and it starts popping, and then I feel like an old ass man is pretty much what I feel like. Oh, goodness gracious. Got something in my eye there. I don't know what. And in the background, apparently my toddler had gotten into stuff, and my 6-year-old was like yelling, "Oh my God, he's into stuff," and "Oh my God, he's into this," and then you know, here I am about to start the show, and I'm like, "Hey, wait a second, you guys got to be quiet for the show." And of course, soon as I start talking, what's going on? It's probably way light in the background, but I can hear it real good because not only do I hear it through my headphones, but I hear it in what? Your toothbrush was in the toilet, huh?
Yeah.
See, we have to start babyfying the house, closing all the toilets. Both of ours was in there. That's our son. He said both of y'alls. That's all right. He was born in Texas. He's going to sound like a Texan. We were both born in Illinois. We sound like we're from Italy, apparently. That's what people keep. Are you from Italy?
Is that where you're from? Where's that accent from? You got to be from Italy. Mm.
The wine I'm drinking right now, and let me let's see if I can't turn down my wife's TV a tad bit. You know what? Screw that. It's in the background. That's the show. Until I get some funding or something, if you go to the website, ShellyandAllen.com, and you see the donate button, donate. So, A, that trial thing right there, that can get off because this program's like $200. I'll get that trial thing off if you guys donate. I'm not saying donate the full $200. Donate a quarter. Donate a nickel, a dime. It adds up, people. Thank you so very much. I'll make the show so much better if you guys could just get me a little bit of change, and I can. I'll get rid of the wife. No, I won't get rid of the wife. Shh, quiet. I didn't say that. But you know, I'll do better camera shots and everything. I'll record video, and I'll host my own video. The last show got taken down from Justin TV. Hey, Justin TV, look, I know you guys got. At least send me a letter. I know there might have been some copywritten music playing or something, but the bad lip read isn't copywritten. I can show that. That's not. They're not gonna get on me for that. So I really have no idea what it was that they didn't like that I played, but something I played they didn't like. So we'll figure it out, people. Back to the wine that I'm drinking. I am drinking a Bay Bridge Sweet Red Grape Rind with all natural flavors. And I've got what's called a wine vacuum pump, which I think these are like the best freaking things in the world because they really keep the flavor in. I mean, there's really no other way to describe it. It keeps the flavor in. I'm going to do a quick switcheroo. Keeps the flavor in. Keeps the flavor in, man. Keeps it. Oh, smells like wine. Keeps the flavor in. And it keeps me drunk. So that's. Tomorrow at work, all the people will be like, oh, man, Alan, and whatever you're doing is crazy. And then they're going to see me going, just quiet. Quiet. Dear God, just be quiet. I'm drinking so I don't feel the pain in my wrist. It's pretty much what's going on. Sam, why are you so loud? Dude, I'm in the middle of a show and I hear baby yelling from Sam and Max. No? Who am I hearing it from? Just from Sam? Doggone it, Sam. You don't have to be so loud. What's up? He only hears me yelling into a microphone. You would figure... And for those of you who are more interested in the show in the background, that's Rachel Ray. She's cooking a stew with some tomatoes and some onions and garlic and peppers, which my wife does not eat. Why? My wife wants to learn how to cook like her. I haven't the slightest clue because she doesn't eat half the food that she cooks with. Oh, is my soundboard up? Damn. Dadgum, my soundboard isn't up. I was going to play my dog on it. I could have swore I clicked it, and it just didn't. And see, it didn't even save the... It didn't save the part that I... Didn't save the part that I needed. Jeez Louise, I tell you, this is just not my day. Not my day at all. Okay, anyway, this is what I was trying to do. That's right, I was going to scare the living crap out of you guys with that. Yeah, and I probably one of the listeners, because there's only probably just one, probably just went, what the hell? I'm going to go do something else. That's just not right. I could play this one, though. This is old, but that's better. Okay, anyway. Let's talk about a lovely lady at work who thinks a fart joke that I told almost 2 weeks ago is hilarious. And don't get me wrong, you know, sometimes I say something, I don't realize the impact it has on people. But, and I'm trying to look it up right now, but somebody was like, hey, it's a beautiful day outside. And me being jokey joke, Mr., you know, dumbass, I went on a limb and put on there, it's great when the wind blows because you can't smell my farts or something like that. I'm trying to find I gotta find the actual post. Once I find the actual post, I'll read it. And I have to admit, it's a funny post. It's not like I wasn't being, you know, stupid funny or anything. I have to admit, okay, for once, I was funny. I don't toot my own horn often. I really don't, and that's only because as a comic, I get it. I'm funny. There's no reason for me to toot my horn anymore. I get the funny humor, haha. I get it, and for me, it feels like it's only been maybe a few years that I've been out of it, but to other people who may never have seen it, it's to them it's brand new. So I forget constantly. What am I doing? Am I like, I'm supposed to be like, am I adding people? Doggone it. What's going, what the heck is going on? All right, now I gotta. Okay, so anyway, here I am trying to find people on this list, and they're. Oh, that's just wrong. Okay, Facebook. Okay, let me just complain about what's happening right now, because this is BS. Okay? Facebook just decides that if I go into my friends list and I want to look at those people's lists, for whatever reason, if they're on that list, I don't want to see them when I click them. And that's not true. What I was trying to do was go back and look at what I had said. So somebody put on their Facebook page, I'm not going to say names, but somebody put on their Facebook page, minus the wind, it'd be a great day to go to the park. And I put, the wind is good, farts just blow away. Now, people have been, and this has literally been since the 23rd, so it's been a good couple weeks now. People have been calling me and calling me and calling me and calling me back on this, because apparently that little quip was super funny. And it, to some, I can get that's funny, because at work, I'm very quiet. I don't say much, because I know my mouth will get me in a lot of fucking trouble. Because I have a tendency to say what's on my mind and say it the right way so that it will get laughed. You know what they say about old black men? They're funny because it's true. Pretty much, we're just funny. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I get that. And that's why I try not to say too much at work. I try to definitely not say anything at work, because I'm also so scared that HR will be calling me. Hey, look, we heard that you said so and such to this person, and we need to let you go because your mouth is dangerous, which is fine and dandy. I know that my mouth is very dangerous, but it's not as, you know, not too dangerous for the ladies. What am I saying? Okay, anyway. I just want to say to those lovely ladies at work who constantly pick on me about that joke and, you know, go, really, Alan? And they keep on. I want to say that you guys really do make my day every day that you guys bring that up. Because to a comic, somebody constantly reminding them about one funny thing really is a boost to the ego. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all those ladies. That you guys really have no idea how that makes me feel. My goal in life literally is to make people smile. That's literally all there is to me. There's sex and make people smile. That's pretty much it. And that's breaking me down to the bare minimum. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so very much for boosting my ego. Now, I guess I need to play this.
Oh, snap. The show brought to you today by the drink that I have in my hand. That's right. It's the drink that I have in my hand. Thank you for watching.
And on a more queer and crazy note, the job that I work at has an interesting neighbor. They have a funeral home as a neighbor. Now, I know at first you're thinking, scary. Ooh, that's kind of scary. And it only gets scary for me because I've dealt with a lot of death in the last couple of weeks, years. The only time it really gets scary for me is when I start hearing weird sounds coming from there, like dripping and, a lot of dripping, sounding like, you know, somebody, like just a constant bucket of water being poured out. That really scares me because the only thing I can think of is somebody being drained. And I know that's sick and disgusting, but that's the first thing that comes in my mouth. And I'm sorry for putting that thought in you guys' head, but that's the first thing that comes in my mind. I can't think of anything else. And then a popping sound that goes with it. So, I mean, like I couldn't see what they were doing because they hide very well behind a lot of bushes, but that's just kind of creepy, to say the least. So those two things that I just talked about are my big issue items of the day. You know, I was going to talk about Davy Jones passing away and how I was quite influenced musically by the Monkees. Even Run DMC was. And if you guys think I'm lying, listen to this. All right, okay. Run DMC liked the Monkees. Really? Alan, did they? Yes, they did. How do you know? Well, they put them in a song. See, I told you. They're all over the place. Damn Monkees. I liked the Monkees television show. I grew up watching the Monkees television show. I have to admit, I feel kind of old now saying that. It's true, though. What in the world can I do? You know, the one thing I do think that's positive. I'm looking at my Facebook page. Somebody put on their Facebook page. They have no qualms with using it in March because they've got the air condition because of the temperature and the air conditioner. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, you're right. March air conditioning. This is why I moved to Texas, and I'm still not in Illinois. Sorry, family, friends, cohorts from back in the day. Illinois is too fucking cold. I love me some warm-ass Texas. That's why Texas is my second home. I got sidetracked, but that's probably just the alcohol talking. And there's Dr. Phil on the show that I'm not supposed to be talking about. There, I'm going to try and do this. Let's see. How about is that? And just turn that up. That's not working. Oh, well, I got to put that up. There we go. Put that up there. Put that about there. Maybe you won't hear it as bad. Anyway, I don't know, fellas, ladies, gentlemen, what else should I be talking about? I should have done some work today on the show, but today was one of those days at work where I was just happy to get through the day. And I know other people are like that. You get happy to get through the day, and then you get home, and you're like, I'm finna get in my pajamas. I'm finna lay in the bed. Nobody better fucking talk to me. I'm finna sleep for an hour, and then I'm finna get up. I'm gonna do what I want to do, and then I'm finna go back to bed. And then reality hits, and your wife or significant other walks in the door, and your day is gone. And that's pretty much what happened to me today. Soon as I wanted to have my time, I got to had to deal with the fact that my time was not my time. Yeah, life is a bitch, but damn, it's funny. I remember thinking at one point in my life, man, I hope I don't have any fucking kids, and now thinking, damn, all four of my kids are freaking awesome. And it's really, really a weird sensation to go from that teenage thought process to, damn, could I possibly deal with another one? No. But the four I have are freaking awesome. And they are. And this drink is for all four of you. Two of you guys could almost drink with me. Well, two of you guys can drink with me if you guys would ever come over and hang out with your pops. But that's all right. I understand. I'm not saying that. I guess I did say that to a whole bunch of people. I wish I had more of a show for you guys today, and I don't. And I'm actually enjoying just sitting and talking. It's finally getting comfortable again to sit talking to the camera, not think about the camera being on me, just talking into the camera and getting to that point of enjoying it. Like I've said before, I am looking for a co-host, and my wife is halfway agreed. She's not willing to spend the 40 extra bucks to get another microphone so that she can be part of this cavalcade of comedy. But I've got a feeling maybe I can get her to do it, because it'd be interesting to get her point of view on some of what I'm saying, because she's not a comic, so she's not looking for the zinger, you know. And I can't lie, I am. That's what comics do. We look for the zinger 24/7 at 7, 365 daily. You know, that's what we get paid to do. I'm not getting paid to do it anymore, but there's some things in the works. If I can get John Wessling to hit me back on Twitter or Skype me or even Google Plus me, I think I could get at least a foot back into what I used to do, which was stand-up comedy. And I think, you know what? I think I've got the vehicle to do it. I just need to get the time together and work out some deals, some stuff with him. He's got some things in the work. If you haven't heard John Wessling, the best way to right now is on ESPN. I think it's 97.3 in Houston. Look it up on the internet. He is a sports. He's a sportscaster. I'll put it like that. I don't want to put him in a box. If you also want to listen to him, listen to Praise Whiskey Broadcast, or you can even go to rippedfoul.com. He's got a blog and podcast there. He is a very good friend of mine who still is doing comedy. I still have a couple of good comedy buddies out there that I need to sit down and do something for them so they'll do something for me. And usually, and I don't mean in the sexual way, although you never know. And I found I'm gonna have to play this, and unfortunately, because this is a mostly audio broadcast, the people at home who play this back later will not get the video that goes with this. But I'm gonna play this video, and let's see.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me do this.
And our guests. We're very happy to be here this evening to honor a very wonderful man.
a man which we all love so very much. This man have done more for the blacks than anyone. The man I'm speaking of?
Oh, baby.
Let's give a warm round of applause.
Oh, yeah. I had to play this. I miss my ODB.
I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me.
Hallelujah!
I'm gonna take care of you, cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Bitches, niggas, put away your pistol.
What happened to my $100, Joe? Did you take my money?
He ain't worth no $100. I have Joe Blow, the lover man. You should be paying me.
Give me my money, man.
You guys can see. Hey, I wish I had doing a video cast because I need to really, I really need to do it because man, that video was crazy. All the afros and hoes and pimps and everything else in between. Crazy, man. It was crazy. Well, here it is. Another half hour show down like a clown. I thank you guys so much. For listening, playing along. You know where to get in touch with me, at BroSeuss on Twitter, BroSeuss2 at yahoo.com if you want to email me, BroSeuss on Facebook, or you can look up Alan Wade, or you can get me on Google at Alan Wade, too. Just plus Alan Wade, and you'll find me there. And I hope you guys had fun. I'm going to give you a little something to go out with.
All right, parents.
Go ahead and tuck the kids in. PG time is over. This goes out to all the Macs in the industry. All right, Rose.